Today's affiliate sponsor is Solo.to. Nothing frustrates me more than taking the time to record videos for social media and saying, check the link up in my bio, only to realize that I forgot to update the link. I just keep thinking about all of those people who went to the page to look at my bio only to be disappointed. Solo.to is a versatile link that you can use in your social media bios and everywhere to better connect your audience across any platform. Add all of your links, social media accounts, and contact buttons to one beautifully responsive page. With Solo.to, you can embed videos and podcasts right on your page, and they automatically update when you post new episodes. It's truly amazing. Gone are the days where I have to add each episode link to my bio. I know that once it's published, it's everywhere. I can even get analytics on what clicks got the most pages or pages got the most clicks. You know what I'm saying. If you need an example, check out my solo.to page linked in all of my social media bios, especially Instagram at DJ Treacy Treese. Never miss a click or a client. Try solo.to today. Click the link in the show notes to receive 10% off of your membership. Let's get to today's show.
You are listening to your auntie's favorite DJ, DJ Treacy Treese.
What's going on, y'all? It's DJ Treacy Treese, and welcome to What the Pod. I'm back like I never left with new podcasts for you to listen to. For those of y'all that are new to What the Pod is a podcast that recommends podcasts for you to listen to. It's deep, right? But if you follow me on Spotify, I have a playlist that I run all week, and it adds new episodes that I'm listening to, and you can follow along with me and all of that. I go by the name of DJ Treacy Treese. I'm your auntie's favorite DJ and now your fairy pod mother. I appreciate you for joining me for What the Pod. Let's jump into today's episode. So the first podcast that I'm listening to is entitled Mugshot, and it's brought to us by CDM Productions. Let's read the podcast description. This is a new one for me. It says, you've heard the stories about bloody murder and horrendous homicide. So this is going to be for y'all true crime heads there. But what about the rest of the crimes committed on a daily basis? Mugshot is a single narrated storytelling podcast that brings you the crimes you didn't know you needed to hear. Robbery, fraud, arson, stalking, assault, and more. Now, I'm usually not that intrigued by true crime because it'd be hard to listen to, but it's great for reaction videos. So if you follow me on TikTok, you'll see that I do a bunch of those. But this one specifically appealed to me because this is regular people. I feel like most of the crimes that happen on a day-to-day basis aren't as horrendous as the main ones that happen, but sometimes they get swept under the rug. So this one shows regular people and what's happening. So the episode that I'm listening to today is called Introducing the Vanished. So if you look below in the show notes, I've got it all linked to Spotify, but you can pull it up in Apple or wherever you listen to podcasts. Let's read this description. It says, few things are more devastating than a loved one going missing, especially in today's this is me going off script especially in today's society. I feel like people go missing all the time and we have no idea what happened. They just vanished out of thin air. So let's listen to this. On the Vanished podcast from Wondery, hosts Marissa Jones tells stories of missing persons that have gone overlooked by the mainstream media. In a recent episode, Marissa looks into the disappearance of James Foster Chance. The 48-year-old man from Texas went missing in March of 2021. That's just this year. Devastated and without any leads, James's family began searching for him. But in their search, they began uncovering clues that James was not the man that they thought he was. And worse, that he may have disappeared on purpose. I need to listen to this, okay? You sitting here thinking your family member is just missing. You like, oh my God, I ain't seen him in so long. And he like, listen, I had to do the dash. My thing is, when you do this, do stuff like this, you should tell your family or just be mean to them or something so they don't come looking for you. You got all these nice people out here looking for you and you done left. All right, I need to see what this is like. And I watch a lot of Blacklist and Burn Notice and like that. So if y'all know me, y'all know that, you know, this is something I'm interested in. So definitely check this one out with me. It's called Introducing the Vanished, and the podcast is entitled mugshot. Moving in to our second podcast. It's called Unladylike, y'all. And this one is from Unladylike and Stitcher. The podcast description reads, "Find out what happens when women break the rules. When women break the rules, those unwritten but all too real bullshit expectations of how we should live our lives." Amen, sister. Burn the bra. I'm down with it. See, the art got me unladylike, but it's still pink, but it got some blue in it. So it's like, disrupted it. It says Christian, hopefully that's right, Christian Conger and Caroline Irvin tackle questions through their trademark obsessive research, stories from rule-breaking ladies, and a solid dose of delightful feminist rage. All right. Not so much feminist rage for me these days, but feminist rage is always delightful. Let's read the episode description. The specific episode that I'm listening to came out November 23rd. It was one that pretty much jumped out to me. This one's a not suitable for work one, so I'm going to mark this episode as explicit because this is not one that little kids should listen to. Or maybe, you know, maybe that's disrupting the rules. It's like not little kids, but I'm sure little kids ain't out here listening to podcasts like that. But we'll see. All right, the episode description. The episode is called Shopping for Orgasms. And the episode description reads, "The sexual revolution will be monetized." Say it. I want to be a part of that monetization. All right. I don't care if it's podcast, whatever it is. The sexual revolution will be monetized. In this Patreon bonus episode, Caroline and Christian explore the concept of lean-in sexuality, the commodification of climaxing, and why sometimes it's fine to fake it. Come on. It looks like this was a Patreon episode that they released later, probably as a lead-in to get some people to follow them on Patreon. What a good way to pub for your podcast, y'all. So check out the Unladylike podcast. And the one I'm listening to is called Shopping for Orgasms. And last but certainly not least, we are listening to a podcast called Megacorp. And it's by Cool Zone Media. And the description says, let me go back. Megacorp is an investigative podcast series exposing some of the world's most unethical corporations. The first two episodes are about Amazon, and I couldn't agree more, especially with those huge tornadoes that just ripped through the Midwest. My heart goes out to everybody who's been affected by that in Illinois. There's this huge, if you haven't seen anything on the news, there was an incident where a roof collapsed. And we don't know whether people are allowed to go home. They have these no cell phone policies, all that. So the episode that I'm listening to is called Ground Floor at the Amazon Warehouse. This has nothing to do with that. I do want to say that. But it is, this podcast is about exposing some of the corporations for all of these unethical practices they got. And this is probably why Jeff Bezos didn't want nothing to do with Amazon anymore. He's like, I'm going to work on SpaceX. I've outgrew it and everything. He's created this large unethical mess. And now he's, you know, he doesn't want to be held accountable for it because he ain't the CEO technically no more. He ain't really that involved in it anymore. It's whack. But definitely check this out. Podcast called Megacorp. And the episode is called Episode 1, Ground Floor at the Amazon Warehouse. Now, that is all I have for you today, folks. That's the three podcasts that I'm checking out. I suggest you listen to these podcasts with me and let me know what you think on social media. I enjoy you. I appreciate you for joining me today. And I do enjoy y'all pulling up on social media and talking to me. So, you know, definitely give me some comments. Give me some DMs. Let me know what podcast you listen to. Thank you so much for listening to What the Pod. I go by the name of DJ Treacy Treacy, your auntie's favorite DJ. And now your fairy pod mother. It would mean the world to me if you got on Apple Podcasts and gave me 5 stars and some kind words. I'll just take the 5 stars if that's what you got. But I want to see some of the kind words because I want to know what you like, what you don't like. You know, let me know. And make sure you follow me on Instagram at DJ Treacy Treacy. That's DJ TRICEY TRICE. And you can follow me on TikTok on that same handle. I'll see y'all back here tomorrow. It's DJ Treacy Treacy.